On Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, yesterday's shiur, we opened with a discussion about Mei Cholav, which although it's one of the Machshirim, if it falls on Zera, it's Machshir L'Kabal Tuma, yet it is not Cholav in the full sense, and therefore if you cook meat with Mei Cholav, Reish Lakish points out, you do not violate the Iser of Bas B'Cholav insofar as B'Cholav is not Cholav. And that was the beginning of that discussion yesterday. And then we started the Brisa of Chalev Para V'Rachel. And what we saw yesterday was that although the Torah literally seems to be addressing a case where he cooks the Gedi b'chalev Eiz, Eiz being the mother of the Gedi, so he took the Chalev Imo and he cooked it with the Gedi, the Brice is going to try to prove that even if the Chalev came from a different bin and he cooked it with Gedi, he would still be in violation of Basa B'Cholav. So let's go over some of the points that we made yesterday. We're going to see that over and over again, the Braisa seems to derive a conclusion from a Kal V'Chomer, and yet require a limud, a drush of Yitur Dekra, to establish that din, which is very strange. If you can derive from a Kal V'Chomer, why do you need a Yitur Dekra? And the Gemara is going to say that on each Kal V'Chomer that we suggest, there's always going to be a possibility of a Pircha, until we finally get to the Tzad HaShavah. So what I'd like to do today is review more or less the highlights of the Pircha and the various Pirchas until we can finally get to the Tzad HaShavah. And the Tzad HaShavah we'll try to focus our attention on today. So first, in terms of the structure of this Braisa and the Braisa that will follow, we're talking about Harba. And that means that if you have two different Minim and you crossbreed them, then you violate an Isur Lav of Behemt Chalot Harbiya Kilayim in Parshas Kedoshim. And from that perspective, Para and Rachel, in contrast to Gedi, would certainly be two different meaning. So if you would crossbreed a Gedi with a Parah or with a Rachel, you would certainly violate the Isur Lav. And that just demonstrates to us the Richuk, as we would say. And if there's Richuk, it makes sense that there should be a violation of Basa B'Cholav. Meaning, here's where the Kal V'Chomer comes to the fore. If, in the case of an Eiz, which means that the milk came from the mother, the Eiz of the Gedi, you violate Basa B'Cholav, even though they're so similar that there would be no Isur Harba in this case, there's no Richuk. How much more so if you cook the Gedi B'Chalev Paro B'Chalev Rachel, where there would have been an Iser Harba, because there would be a Richuk, they're two separate Minim. How much more so should you violate the Iser of Bishul Basa B'Cholav? So the underlying logic of this Kal V'Chomer is to demonstrate that if you violate Basa B'Cholav in two, when both the Basa and the Cholav belong to the same Min, how much more so with the Kal V'Chomer if there's a Richuk and they belong to two different Minim? And if you're looking for a paradigm for two different Minim and how much the Torah prohibits the mixture of two different Minim, you have your paradigm should be Harba. So let's look inside as Chazarim review this Braisa. Tonara Banan. So we're on Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. We're approximately 15 lines down from the top. The first word in the line is Kecholav, and then it says Tonarabonon. So the Braisa is going to try to derive the conclusion that there's an Isur Basar B'Cholav with the Cholav of other behemos, other than Gidi, other than Izim, meaning Chalev, Chalev Parav, Chalev Rachel, Eli Elav Chalev Imo, which means Aes, B'Chalev Parav Rachel Minayin, Amid Kalvachomer, Uma Imo, Shalom Nesra Imo Behar Ba'a. So in the case of an Aes, since it's the same species as the Gidi, it's the mother and the kid, right? So there's no Isra Harba. And nevertheless, meaning Afal Piche Nesra Imo Bibishulo, which means there's enough of a difference because it's Cholam and Basar, and that itself generates the Isur of Basar B'Cholam. It's part of a Rachel, how much more so when there's a Richuk, such that they're two separate Minim, and Nesru Imo Bahar Ba. So if you would take an Aes and breed it with a paro, with a rochel, you would violate the sisur lav. Is eino din, how much more so shenesro imo bibishulo? Meaning, the logic here that compels us is to assume that if there's richuk, then how much more so there should be an isur bishul. And it's fascinating to think about the logic here, the brilliant chap of the Gemara to make this equation. Like straight across the halachic universe between Harba and Basar B'Cholam, and in both cases the Torah doesn't want to take two minim meruchakim zemizeh, mechulakim zemizeh, and combine them. Whether it's combining them through Harba by breeding them, or it's combining them through Bishul in the case of cooking their meat and their milk together. Now, it would be really interesting, I mentioned it yesterday, to try to figure out how the Gemara would know that if you took the meat of the cow itself, of the para, and cooked it with its own milk, with the chalav para, how do we know that in that case there would be an Isur Bishul? Because we're assuming that Bishul requires Richuk. So if the Torah says that in the case of Gidi, Yochayev with the Chalev Eitz, the Chalev Imo, even though there's no Richuk, it's one Min, how do you know other cases of the same Min? Because the Kavachom is only going to teach us two different Minim. Alright, that's a point that we discussed yesterday. Now, at this point, the Braisa, to our surprise, says Tamalom B'Chalev Imo, that there's an extra ribui in the pasuk, is a kfelus in the pasuk for chalev imo, to teach me that there's an iser in cooking the meat of the gedi with chalev para and rachel. And again, you know, on the side, this has to do with Shmuel, because Shmuel used chalev imo for chalev zachar, chalev shchuta, chalev tuma, tmea. How is he going to use Chalev Imo for Para and Rachel? That's an issue unto itself. Once again, we touched upon this yesterday. There's a Rashi and there's a Tosus. But now the Gemara asks the obvious question. The Braisa seems to contradict itself. Why are you quoting me this pasuk and deriving it from B'Chalev Imo as an extra superfluous pasuk when you just finished establishing it based on the Kal V'Chomer? And this pattern is going to repeat itself throughout this sugya here on Daf Kuf Yudal and Oman Aleph. This is our first occasion in which the Gemara is going to ask, why do you need a pasuk if you have a Kal V'Chomer? Or Rav Ashi, and it's always going to be Rav Ashi who's going to explain to us that there's a certain gap here, so to speak. We have to jump over a gap in order to figure out how we derive this conclusion from a Kal V'Chomer. If we only have a Kal V'Chomer and that's all we have, is equal in Meimar, be equal in Dina Pircha, we have a Pircha on the Kal V'Chomer. Now the Pircha on the Kal V'Chomer is going to come from another lav in the Torah, another structure in which the Torah says don't mix A with B. And then the Torah is going to specifically isolate a case of Min Echad. And that's called Shechitas Ha'em Ve'abas B'Yom Echad. And that derives from a parsha in Vayikra Perek Chav Beis, where it says V'shar Oseh Osovies Benolo Sishkatu Biyom Echad, and that parsha is going to completely torpedo our Kal V'Chomer here. Because our Kal V'chomer is trying to prove that the Torah is more machmir and engenders a lav because of richuk, because of two different meaning, which we saw in the case of Harba, and if we wanted to superimpose that in the case of Bishul Basu B'chol. But here's a situation where Adarava, if it was two different meaning, there would be absolutely no Iser at all. What was the base of your Kal V'chomer to derive the Iser Bishul of Chol of Para? It's Me'imo from the Pasuk B'chalev Imo. Is here's the pircha mala imo shekei nesra imo b'shchita. In the case of an eiz, if you would have shechted the eiz, right, the mother goat together with the kid with the gedi on the same day, you would violate the iser lav of shchita of lo sishka tu biyom echad. And that's because they belong to the same min. But tomar b'para shelo nesra imo b'shchita. But if you have, let's say, Eiz or Gedi, and you have Parah, those are two different minim. So let's say you shechted them both on the same day. You shechted the Gedi and the Rachel, or the Gedi and the Parah on one day. Is then you would not violate this Isra. So you see that in the case of Parah or Rachel, the Torah is more lenient. So how can you derive a Kal V'chomer to superimpose the Iser Basu B'chol in the case of Rachel and Parah, when we see that as far as Shechita is concerned, it's Dafka Eiz and Gedi which come under Emu B'na that generate the Iser Shechita? Because there's no chalukah, there's no richuk, they belong to the same species. But in the case of Rachel or of Parah, that belongs to a different species, and there is no Isur Shechita, how would you derive the conclusion that there would be an Isur Bishul Basu B'chalav? So in other words, you cannot derive an Isur Bishul Gedi B'chalev Parah V'chola from this Parah V'rachel from this Kal V'chomer, because I'll always ask you the Pircha, what are you going to do with the case of Shechita? Where in the case of Shechita the Isur Shechita only applies in the case where there's no Chalukah, right? There's no Richuk. And the mother and the child belong to the same species. But in the case of Gedi, right, and therefore, since there's an Isur Shechita in the case of Eiz v'Gedi, therefore there's an Isur Bishul in the case of Eiz u'Gedi. But that has no application to the case of Rachel and Parah, because there's no Isur Shechita. Now Tosus, which I touched upon yesterday, Dibra Maschil Le'imo, Mala'imo, asks a question from the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. The Chachamim in that Mishnah against Rabbi Akiva hold a Chaya is included in the Isur Bishul, and therefore that would be a pircha on the pircha, so to speak. That would be a tochiach against this pircha, because here is a case where there's no Isur Shechita, because we're talking about a gedi together with a chaya, that's clearly two different species, and yet it's included under the Isur of Bishul Basu B'chol. Okay. So now at this point the Gemara introduces a different braisa. Now this braisa deals with the issue of chalev shel shar behemos tohoros. The only difference here is that the braisa uses a secret code for what we call para. Instead of para, which we've been discussing until now, the Braisa calls it achoso gidola. So let's read the Braisa inside. We'll try to explain what this secret password achoso gidola means. It really means a para, but why does the Braisa use this term achoso gidola? So it says the following. Right, the pasuk says Lo Svashel Gedi Bachalev Imo. Eli Ela Bachalev Imo, which means that you took the milk out of the A's, the mother, and cooked it with the Gedi. Bachalev Achoso Gedola Minai. And what happens if you took the Gedi and instead of cooking it with A's, you cooked it with a parah? We cooked it with the chalav of a parah, which is exactly what we've been discussing until now, just that the Braisa has this new phrase called achoso gedola. Now, we said that achoso gedola is a synonymous term for a parah, and let's try to understand why the parah is called achoso gedola. We have a family called Behema. And within that family of behemos, we have Ezim, let's say, which the child of which is called a Gedi, and we have other kosher animals which fit into this category called behemos ksheros, behemos tahoros. Now, in the case of a para, it's part of that larger group, the membership of Behema Tahora, and in that sense it belongs to the same min, so to speak, as Gideon A's, but it's not included under Chalev Imo. Why? Because it's called a min Gadol. Min Gadol means that it is not exactly the same min as a Gedi. And we're going to see later on that Para belongs to a membership of Behema Tahora, which is called Bakar, whereas A's and Gedi belong to a subcategory of Behema Tahora, which is called Son. Now, you'll notice that this Braisa doesn't mention Achoso Ketana, which is Rachel, and that's because Rachel is Son. And this Braisa, which is going to introduce another structure in Halacha somewhere in the Torah, which is called Maiser Behema, is going to predicate itself on the fact that that you cannot have in Nichnasim Ladir, you cannot be Mafresh Maser, you know, to calculate the 10, if you have a mixture of Tzon and Bakar. If you have two types of Tzon, for example, if you have Gedi and Rachel, which means a goat and a sheep, both of which belong to what the Torah calls Tzon, then you could be Machnisim Osom Ladir. You could be Mafresh Maser Behema from a Gedi and a mixture of a Gedi and a Rachel in the same deer. Right? So let's say, for example, you have 9 Gedim and 1. And 1 Rachel, or 9 Rachelos, and 1 Gedi, whatever the mixture is, then you'd be chayev hafrashas maser behemah. Why? Because both Gedi and Rachel belong to what's called what?
Son.
But our Braisa wants to point out that there's a real richuk between Gedi and Parah. And to illustrate that richuk, we're gonna point out that ein nichnasim ladir, which means in effect that Gedi belongs to Tzon, whereas Para belongs to Bakar, and never the twain shall overlap with regard to Maiser Behema. And that richuk is going to be the logical underpinning for the Iser Bishul Basar Mechalav. That if you take the basar of a Gedi and you cook it with the chalev para, then you're really combining two different things. And this is sort of a structure that's very parallel. It's almost a mirror image to what we discussed earlier about harba'ah, where we proved from harba'ah the richuk, and that was the base of the Kal Vachomer. Now we're going to use Maiser Behema as the structure to generate richuk, to establish richuk. And that richuk is going to justify the Iser Bishul Basar Mechalav. Let's read it inside. It says, Eli Ela B'chalev Imo B'chalev Achos HaGadol B'nayin Amrit Kal V'chomer Uma Imo Shenichnisa Imo L'dir L'saser. So obviously if you have both an A's and a Gedi, whatever the numbers are, you combine them together in one deer, and you mafresh maaser, and nesra imo bibishul, and here we have a little bit of a pella. I mean, they both belong to the same species, to the extent that you can be mafresh maaser one on the other, or include them all under the 10 that we need for maaser. And yet, the Torah says it's an isur bishul basar b'chalav. You take the chalav of the A's and you mix and you cook it with the basar of the gedi. Is achoso, in the case of a para, shalom nitlasa imol l'dil sasa, that there's such a richuk, there's such a chaluka, that you cannot add a para into the nine gedim, or nine izim, in order to get the number 10, the magic number 10 for Ma'aser Behemos. You see, there's such a richuk, as Eino Din, how much more so shenesra imo b'bishul. And once again, the Brisa concludes, tabaloma chalev imo, as if to say that this kalachom is not sufficient. And we need a drasha yitur dekra to establish chalev para. Now, just to say a few words about Ma'aser Behemah, the Torah commands us that whenever we have 10 animals that are Behemos Tahoros, and they were born within the same year in an Eder means one group, the Torah says, this is in Vayikrach of Zion, the Torah says, Kol Ma'aser Bakar Vitzon. Notice that the Torah categorizes two classifications. There's one class called Bakar, and the other is Tzon. Kol Asher Ya'avar Tachas HaShevet HaAsiri Yiyah Kodesh LaShem. And we have Aloch of Ein Ma'aser Ben HaTzon Ala Bakar V'lo Ben HaBakar Ala Tzon. Ava Ma'aser Ben HaKvosim Ala Izim Ben HaIzim Ala Kvosim. And Kvasim again, he has Rechelim. And it says, V'chol Ma'aser Bakar V'Tzon, which means any two combinations of Bakar, or alternatively, two combinations of Tzon, is enough to generate a Chiyuv Ma'aser Behemah if you have 10 of them. There's another halacha of Ein Ma'aser Ben HaNoladu B'Shona Zu Ala Noladu B'Shona Acheres. And all this is codified by the Rambam in Hilchos Bechoros Perek Vav. The Gemara Besechta Bechoros on Daf Chaf establishes that Gedim, what is called a Gedi, Sheyecholo Laledes Kvar B'Shona Rishona L'Leidasa, within his first year of existence, the Gedi can already give birth. U'Bishum Kach Yitochin Shetis Aser Ibna Obita. And it is a theoretical possibility that even with a Gedi, you can have Maser with its own Ben or Bas, if they were both born in the same year. So the Gemara immediately asks, V'halom alikra, ha'asile, why do you need a pasuk if you have this kal v'chomer? Omer Ravashi, once again Ravashi introduces a pircha. V'hecha ma'isile, where do you derive this kal v'chomer? Imo. Here's my pircha. Mala imo shekei nesra imo b'shchita. I'll find you a chumrah that applies to min echad, that dafka because the A's and the gedi belong to the same min, that's why there's no richuk, there's no chaluka, and therefore there's an isur lav. In this case of the shchita of eim u'bna b'yom echad is tomar, but what about the case of achosa gedola shalom nesim u'mashchita? Which means that if you were to shecht a member of the A's family with a member of a para family on the same day, you would not violate Issa Shechita. Sheishlom k'shem she'ena chaluka mimenu le'inyin Shechita, kach ena chaluka mimenu le'inyin Bishul. In other words, in the case of Gidi, we understand why there's an Issa Bishul, because there's no chiluk. And dafka because there's no chiluk, we found that there's an isur shchita, and therefore there's an isur bishul. However, the case of ima, where there is no isur shchita of the case of para, I meant to say, where there's no isur shchita of the para and the gedib yom echad, there would be no isur bishul of the chalev para with the with the boss of the Gedi, therefore we need an extra rebuy. Now the Gemara tries to clarify. This extra rebuy of Chalev Imo tells us para. But achoso ketana minayin. What about Rachel, which is called a min son, and is nechneses imo ledir? How do we know that there's an isur bishul of gedi and chol of shalah? Now, if you're going to fall back on the kavachomer, then you're in trouble because against the kavachomer we had a pircha. But I think it goes even beyond that. Why? Because what was the logic of the kavachomer? It was to prove that para and a's have a richuk. That was the underlying logic of the kal v'chomer. And how do we prove that there's a richuk from the fact that a ma'asrim a nichnasim imoladir? As far as ma'aser behem is concerned, well, that's not true in the case of Gedi and Rachel. So we have a certain close proximity between Gedi and Rachel, so far as they both belong to Tzon, and they're both included under the Isur, under the Chiyuv Maser. And therefore, how do we know that in the case of Chalev Rachel, which is called Achoso Ketana here, there's an Isur Lav of Bishul with Gedi? Maybe the Torah is saying that Gedi Bechalev Imo, which means through with an A's. But how do we know in the case of Rachel? So it's really interesting because on the one hand, Para is going to be included in the Isur Bishul Basar B'chol dafka because of its richuk in Hafroshas Maaseh. But in the case of Rachel, paradoxically, where there's a kiruv, not a richuk, there's a certain similarity because both Rachel and Gedi belong to Tzon, and therefore there's no ma'akev, there's no barrier here to prevent Ma'asrin Ladir, which would make it more similar to A's and Gedi, because just like in A's and Gedi, in Gedi there's a possibility of putting them all together in one deer for the purpose of Afroshas Maser Behema. And there is an Isur Bishul Basar B'chol in the case of Gedi and A's. But the Gemara still is not convinced that in the case of Rachel, which although it belongs to the category and the classification of Tzon as far as Ma'aser Behem is concerned, it's together with A's as one membership group that's called Tzon, but nevertheless the Gemara doesn't know that it's similar to Gedi and A's as far as the Sebastian Boschal is concerned. So the Gemara says, Asya mi beinaya means what we call a tzad hashav. So now the Gemara is going to embark on an analysis of this tzad hashav. And that's where we got up to yesterday. So the Gemara says the following. Now in a tzad hashav, What's going to happen is we're going to have an equation between A and B, but that's not going to take us as far as we'd like because we have a pircha on that equation. So then we're going to try to have an equation between A and C, and that's not going to go too far because of a pircha. But then we're going to join forces in such a way that the commonality between the two blocks the pircha. The Gemara says, Mehei Tesi. How are you going to derive this tzad hashav? So again, the ultimate goal of the tzad hashav is to take chalev imo, and if we add para, which is called achoso agdola, to the equation, then we'll be able to derive Rachel. We'll be able to derive the case of Achoso Aktano. Teise me imo, if we're going to derive it as a kalvachomer from A's, and why are we going to derive from a kalvachomer from A's? Because as we saw with regard to Arba, there's a chiluk between Rachel and A's, and there's an Isser Harba if you crossbreed the two. So you see that there's a Chalukah between them. There's a Richuk, as we called it. And if Rachel is Chalukah from A's, as far as Harba is concerned, it makes sense that that would justify why there's an Isser Bishul Basu B'Cholov in the case of Chalev Rachel, because Chalev Rachel is a different min. That's Chalukah from Gidi. Oh, but on that, remember, we had a pircha, because although from Harba it seems that the Torah is more machmir in two separate meanings through the principle of richuk, but what are we going to do with shchita of emu b'na b'yom echad, where the Torah is dafka machmir because they both belong to the same species? Same. Correct? Is mala imo shkei nesra imo b'shchita? In the case of an eis, if you were to shech the A's and the Gedi on one day, you would violate an Issur Lav. And that's based on the Pasuk, Shar Oseh Oso Vespinolo Sishkatu Biyom Echad. But in the case of a Rachel, there's no Issur to shech a Rachel and a Gedi Biyom Echad. And the reason for that is because the Torah is more Mekil in the case of Richuk, when it's two different species. So we have now we have two arrows that are traveling in opposite directions. The arrow of Harba'a introduces a chumrah in the case of two different species, but the arrow, the kivun of Shechita, indicates the exact opposite, that we're going to be more machmir with Emu B'na if they both belong to the same species, if he shechts both the A's and the Gedi B'yom Echad. But if there's Richuk and it belongs to a different min, then the Torah is going to alleviate us of this violation of the Lav of Los Ishmetu. So now at this point, we would like to introduce the Kal V'chomer of based on Harba to derive Rachel. But on the other hand, we have the Pircha from Shechita that undermines that Kal V'chomer, because it indicates just the opposite, that it's not the separate meaning that generates a Chumrah and hence Basa B'chola, but rather it's the separate meaning that generates a Kula insofar as there's no Isur Shechita. So we're really in a bind over here. We really have two different directions that are mutually exclusive as far as whether the same min is a chumrah that we found in Shechita, quite the contrary, the two different minim, what we call richuk, generates the chumrah in the case of Harba. So we're left in a stalemate. And that's what the Gemara means, that if we only have the Kal V'chomer based on Harba, we could not derive Rachel, because we always have the Pirch of Shechita. But now the Gemara is about to introduce the next point in this structure, which is going to push us towards the Tzad HaShomer, and that's Achoso Gedola Tochirach. Let's take the case of Para. Now, in the case of Para, there's no Isur Shechita because it's a different min. As we said before, in Shechita we see that Dafka Richuk is a Kula rather than a Chumra. But yet we had an extra Pasuk of Bachalev Imo to generate an Isur Bishul Gedi Bechalev Para. So we already derived Chalev Para from the case Chalev Par B'Gedi from the extra Pasuk Bechalev Imo. Again, how that squares with Shmuel, as I said to you yesterday, that's a whole discussion unto itself. Because Shmuel used Chalev Imo Dafka to exclude Zachar or Tveya. But that's a separate discussion. So right now the Gemara is assuming, which is explicit in the first brisa that we studied today, that the extra pasuk Chalev Imo is coming to include and expand the Isur Basa B'Cholov to include even the case of Para. So now we have an interesting case. We have the case of Para. Para, which is a separate min from A's, and that's called Richuk. And nevertheless, there's an Isur Basa B'Cholov, which is derived from Yitur Dekra. So let's introduce now Rachel as part of the Isur Bishul Basa B'Cholov. I mean, if you took the meat of a Gedi and you cooked it with the Cholov of a Rachel, of a Keves, or a sheep, is that also should be included in the Isur Basa B'Cholov. So you were using Shechita as your paradigm for requiring dafka min echad and limiting basa b'cholov to the case of min echad, just like in Shechita of aim and b'na, it only applies to min echad. Well, guess what? I'm going to disprove that whole that whole comparison between Basu B'chol and Shechita, which would have limited us to A's, because we now have the extra Pasuk Chalev Imo to include Para, and Para clearly undermines this whole equation to Shechita, because Para as a separate min of Richuk would not be included in Shechita. So right now, at this point, we're in very good shape, because once we have the breakthrough of Para, we can derive Rachel by comparison. Oh, but wait a second. There still is a Pirch over here. Why? Because Malachoso Gidola Shlo Nichnasa Imo L'dir L'Hisaser, that once you've proven from Para that, if you will, your paradigm is Harba'a rather than Shechita, which means that it's the two Minim that generates the Chumra of Basa B'Cholov. Well, if that be the case, Rachel is not considered two Minim. Now, what does that mean? Clearly, Gidi or Eiz is a different Min than Rachel, but the answer is, we're going to now introduce the paradigm of Maisa Behema. And what we found in Maisa Behema is that the Torah says, V'chol Masar Bakar V'Tzon, and the Torah introduces a new category called Tzon, which means that if you have, let's say, I'm just throwing out numbers, you have 9 Kvasim and 1 Gidi or 1 Eiz in the deer, then you chayv in Maisa Behema. Why? Because both Kvasim and Gideon belong to Tzon. So they have the status of Min Echad. Now we've just derived from Harba that the Chumra of Basa B'Cholav is based on Richuk, on two Minim. And the proof of the pudding is from Para, which we derive from the Kol Chelev. So now we've completely rejected, based on this drasha of Kol Chelev that taught me Para, we've completely rejected the paradigm of Shechita, which requires Kiruv, meaning one min, and we've now pointed, or shall we say, tilted the scale in favor of Harba, which means two minim. So the basis for the Chumra Basa B'Cholav is because, like in the case of Harba, there are two minim, so too in Basa B'Cholav you're mixing two minim through the process of Bishul. And the proof is from Achoso Agadola, because in the case of Para, we have a special limud that teaches us that the Chalev Para together with the Gidi is a violation of Basa B'Cholav. You see clearly that it's two different minim, like Harba. But the problem now is going to be Rachel, because Rachel is not two different minim. And how do I know that Rachel is not two different minim? Because Nichneses Imo L'dir L'Saser, because it's all considered so. So now the Gemara wants to know, is there a paradigm, a breakthrough, where within Basa B'Cholav, even though it's Min Echad as far as Hafrashas Masa Behema is concerned, nevertheless there's an Issa Basa B'Cholav? Well, for sure I have such a precedent in the case of Imo Tochiach, meaning if I cook the meat of a Gidi with the Chalev Imo, which means the milk of the A's, then I violate Basa B'Cholav, and we don't need any limud for that, because that's explicit in the Pasuk, Sfashel Gidi B'Chalev Imo, even though here they belong to the same min, and it's Nichneses Imo L'Saser. So now, what does it mean, Imo Tochiach? Let's just take a minute to let this two-word logic sink into our brains. In the case of Imo Tochiach, we see that the pircha that we just raised before, Shalom Nichnasa Imo L'dir L'Saser, with regard to Rachel, that Rachel, in a sense, is too similar to A's, with a total absence of Richuk, and then we know that from Afrashas Maser Behema, and therefore maybe it's excluded from the East of Bishul Basa B'Cholav, and we only have Basa B'Cholav in the case of Para, because Para is Eina Nichneses Imo L'dir L'Saser, right? It belongs to the category called Bakar. And it's not similar to A's at all. There's no commonality. So we're back to the Sfar of Richuk, and our paradigm becomes Harba. No, if that be the case, we're in trouble, because Rachel, insofar as it belongs to the same category as Son, is not Richuk. Oh, so now the Gemara says, but I have a chiyach against that pircha. I'm going to demonstrate to you that even if there's no richuk, and the most extreme, shall I say, dramatic case of no richuk will be gidi b'chalevimo, meaning with the chalev of the A's, which are nichneses imo ledir, meaning that they belong to the same min. And yet there's an Isa Basa Mechal. So don't tell me I'm going to exclude Rachel from Basa Mechal because of Nechneses Imel Adir, because it's too similar insofar as they both have the lowest commonality called Son. And Ali Gemara says V'chazer Adin. V'chazer Adin means we go back and forth. Meaning we never really know where we could put our finger down. You know, if we're going to put our finger down on her Ba'a, so I'm going to ask you from Shechita. And if, on the other hand, I'm going to put my finger down on Para, which is called Achosa Gedola, so I'm going to put my finger, my Pirchan objection is going to be because of Nechneses Imel Adir, that Rachel cannot be derived from Para, because Rachel is Tzon, just like Gideon Aes is Tzon. And therefore, we're going back to the assumption that two things that are very similar could not be included in Basa Mechalev. So you can't derive anything from Para, because in the case of Rachel, they're too similar. We're lacking the element of Richuk that we have in the case of Para. So the Gemara says, Lo Roi Zek, Roi Zem, Lo Roi Zek, Roi Zeh. In other words, the case of A's, which the Torah says explicitly, is Basa Mechalev. That's not similar to the case of Para, because Para has Richuk. And therefore, you cannot really come up with an equation between Para and Ace. In other words, in the case of Para and Ace, each one is Chaluk, there's a Chaluka, and that's going to have an afkamina as far as Harba is concerned. And now you're going to tell me, well, if the Torah prohibited Chalev Para, it means that even when there's a Chalukah between the two, the Torah includes it in the Basa Mechalev. We're going to use Harba as our paradigm, and we're going to drop the ball on Shechita. Oh, now you're going to tell me, well, what am I going to do with Rachel, which Rachel doesn't have that element of Richuk, and therefore it cannot be equated to Para. So now what I'm going to have to do is, I'm going to have to say, well, Rachel's excluded because it's too similar to A's, and that we saw from Hafrash's Truma Maser. Well, in that case, we're going to quote the case of Emo, and we're going to derive from Emo that the Isur Basa Mechalev applies to Afka because it belongs to the same man, and therefore Rachel should certainly be included. Well, we can't derive that conclusion because maybe we need something that's similar to the case of Harba, which means it's two different meanings. So we're back to square one. So what do we have here? Hatzad HaShova Shebehem. What we're going to do is we're going to join forces. Shehu Basar. What's common to all these cases, whether it's A's, whether it's Para, whether it's Rachel, it's all considered Basar. The Asa Levashel Becholov, and we're going to assume that just like in both cases, that's Gedi and Chalev Imo of Achoso Agedola Para, if it's considered Basar, then it's included under the Isra of Bishol Basa Becholov. And again, we know the case of Gedi from the Torah itself. It says explicitly Gedi. We know the case and derive Achoso Agedola, meaning Para, because of the extra words Chalev Imo. And what's the Tzad HaShav if we put these two together, that they're both considered Basar, and they both are included under the Isur Basar Mechalav? Is Afani Avi Achoso Ketana going to also introduce Rachel here? Shehu Basar V'yosel Levashel Mechalav. Ah, you'll tell me what it's not similar to Chalev Imo because it's two different minim, and it wouldn't be included under Shechita. So I'll quote you the case of Achoso Agedola of Para. that are two minim, not included on the shkita of Eim and Al Banab Yom Echad, and yet there's an Isur Basar Mechala. So I'll tell you that Rachel is not similar to Parah because it's min Echad as far as Hafrashas Truma, as far as Hafrashas Maaser Behem is concerned. So then I'll go back to Gedi and I'll say, well, Gedi is considered one min as far as Nichnasim Ladir for Maser Behema, and yet there's an Isur Basar Mechala. So anytime you ask me a Pircha, I'll always plug up that Pircha by quoting the other case. So I have Gedi and I have Parah. If you're going to slug me up from Parah because of Maser Behema, I'm going to quote the case of Gedi. If you're going to slug me up in Gedi because of the Isur of Shechita, so I'll quote to the case of Parah. And whichever way you have it, I have it Tzad HaShava. This is what we got up to yesterday. This took me about 4 hours, by the way. Whoa. If you're telling me that the ribui for Rachel is based on its adashava, combining A's and para, is achoso gidola nami teise mi beinayu. He's saying, why don't we derive para from this structure, this limud, which is called the tzaddah shava, that there should be an iser, a bishul, basar para. Basar gidi with chalev para from this tzaddah shava, and what are we going to use? We're going to use imo and achoso ktana. Meaning we're going to plug in Rachel, right? Because again, the Torah says b'chalev imo as an extra pasuk, correct? So we don't know what that extra pasuk is coming to be marba. We've been assuming that it's coming to include para, which is achos gedol. Who says? Maybe we can do it the other way around. We can use the pasuk of b'chalev imo as a separate ribui to derive Rachel. And then once we have Rachel, we can set up a tzad hashava between A's and Rachel, because in both cases there's an Iser Basar B'chalav. So I'm going to read to you the translation here. This is based, if you want to follow this, on Rashi. He says the following. Yesh lilmod b'kavachomer. He says, we can derive a kavachom from Imo. And Imo, which is A's, the Torah was makil, so to speak, to expand the mitzvah of Hafrashas, Maaser Behema, to include even A's and Gidi. But Achoso Gidola is already a Richuk. So in the case of Achoso Gidola, where there's no possibility of Hafrashas, Maaser Behema, I don't know if I could derive the Iser Bas B'cholah, maybe Dafka Richuk is going to remove it from the Isur Basar Mechalav. We only found the Isur Basar Mechalav in the case of Kiruv. And that would be true even in the case of Achoso HaKtana. And if you're going to use Shechita, and you're going to tell me, well, wait a minute, Shechita B'Yom Echa doesn't apply neither to Achoso Gedola, meaning Parah, nor to Achoso Ketana to Rachel, insofar as they belong to two different species, so maybe the Torah would not include them under the Isur Bishul Basar Mechalav, then I'll add achoso ktana tochiach. Right? There's no iser shechita of osov es bino in the case of Rachel together with A's because they're two separate minim. And nevertheless, the Torah prohibited Rachel in basar b'chalav, and that's going to be derived from the extra pasuk chalev imo. Is how much more so achoso gedola in the case of para, which is eino nichneses imo l'saser. It's even more of a richuk. And therefore the Torah would include it under the Isur Bishul. And once again, every time you have a shlug up to the Kal V'chomer, I'm always going to introduce the other element to the Kal V'chomer. In other words, if I'm going to derive it from A, you're going to give me a pircha like that. And if I'm going to derive it from B, I'll give you a different kind of a pircha. So if I'm going to derive it from Gedi, so I'm going to ask you, well, Gedi, maybe the Torah prohibited because they belong to the same min, and we found the precedent for that in the case of Shechitas Eim al Aben. But in the case of Paro, which is not included in Shechitas Eim al Aben, and the Torah wasn't so machmir, maybe there's no Iser Bishul Basar Mechalav. So then I'm going to quote to you Rachel. And I'm going to say to you, well, Rachel is a different min as far as Shechita is concerned. So the Torah was Mekel as far as Shechita is concerned in the case of Rachel and Gidi, and yet the Torah included Rachel in the Isa Bishul Basa B'chala. But then I'm going to tell you, well, I can't derive Parah from Rachel, because Rachel has a similarity to Gidi in that they're both Nechnesim Imel Adil Asa as far as Maisa Behem is concerned. So therefore, Lo Roi Zek Roi Zev, Atzad HaShava Shebehem Shekein Basar, V'yasa V'bishol Basar B'chala. So Gemara says, Enoch Hinami, that Achosu Agadola, meaning Parah, could be derived from Atzad HaShava, from Imel Rachel. So then, we need, it would seem right now at this point in time, and what I'm leading to now is the question of the Maram Shif, that according to the final bottom line of this whole Tzad HaShava is I need Chalev Imo for one of two things, either for Achosa Gedola meaning Parah, or for Achosa Ketana meaning Rachel. The other one can be derived through a Tzad HaShava. So therefore the Maram Shif asks, what's the next five words of the Gemara? The Gemara says, Ela Chalev Imo Lomali. What does the Gemara mean, Chalev Imo Lomali? Implying that through the Tzad HaShava I could derive Achosu Gedola from Imo and Achosu Ketana, but how would I know Achosu Ketana Rachel? Rachel itself I couldn't derive unless I had a Tzad HaShava, which would mean I have to derive from Achosu Gedola from Parah. So what is Gemara implying here when it says Chalev Imo Lomali, as if to say we don't need any Yalfusa from Chalev Imo, we need at least one Pasuk for Chalev Imo. So that's the Maram Shif's kash. He says, "Eich lomdim mitchila sadin." How would you know to set up this Tzad HaShava if you don't have at least one drasha for either Parah or Rachel? So again, his answer is a bit complicated. I don't know if we have time for it today. Let's just read a little bit more in the Gemara, and then maybe Belinena tomorrow, if we come, we'll try to come back to this Maram Shif. He says, "Mi baile lichedesanya." We need it for another halach in a brisa. Bechalev imo ein li el bechalev imo. And here we turn to Daf Kuf Yudalad Amid Beis. He atzma bechalava minayin. How do we know that you're not allowed to cook the basar with the chalev of itself? Let's say, for example, you would milk an eis. And then you want to cook the meat of the eis after you shech the eis together with its own milk. So that milk was extracted before the shechita. Then you went ahead and you shechted the animal. So the cholov has the same cholov. And now you're cooking it bechalev imo. Is that called imo when it's its own cholov? And once again, we're going to have the same structure that we had three times already today, that there's going to be a kamachomer with a pircha to the kamachomer until finally we're going to invoke the pasuk v'chalev imo. Okay, Rav Osai, so we'll stop here.